our LISD Athlete of the Week has popped in. This Athlete of the Week being brought to you by Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And this week's Athlete of the Week is bowler from Clinton, Paige Shanklin. Paige, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, quite a weekend last weekend for you individually and for the team.
Yes, it was very exciting. It was fun.
So you got the championship for yourself, regional championship. Is going in. Did you think you had the numbers to be able to do it if you bowled well?
Yeah, I think I had a chance to do it, but obviously you just have to get there and make the shots that you want to make, and luckily I did, so.
And where were you guys at? You were in Flat Rock?
Correct, yeah.
How do you like those lanes there? I know sometimes you go to different houses and it's like, I don't bowl as good there. Does this one work well for you, obviously?
Yeah, I think a little bit. It worked well. It worked well for the team, too, so that was fun. That was good.
And the team normally bowls out a 10-pin, right?
In Correct. Tecumseh. Yep.
So looking at your scores across the board, pretty consistent on Saturday. 217, 161, 236, 189, 232, and 190. So that would take me a month's worth of bowling to knock down that many pins, I think. So, but great job, yeah. Great
Thank
performance.
You.
You know, and one of the things, obviously, in the team title, you know, you had some help, obviously, from your teammates. And as I look here, three Clinton girls in the top five. So just a great day for Red Wolves bowling overall.
Definitely, yep. And our boys team qualified as well. So that was even better on the boys side, too.
Yeah, so...
Now, where are you at next weekend, or this weekend, is it? Are you in Jackson?
Yep, we are in Jackson.
Okay. That's nice.
So that's not too bad. Not too far to drive.
No, neither one. I mean, Flat Rock's not that bad of a trip, and neither is going to Jackson. So have you bowled at Jackson so far this year at all?
We haven't bowled there for the season, but we went up there and practiced yesterday with the team. So,
well, what do you think of those?
They're definitely different than what Flat Rock was. They definitely don't hook or, like, spin as much as what people would call it.
Right.
But it's just about adjusting on the day. So we'll see how it goes.
So, you know, I know oil pattern is a big thing in the sport of bowling.
Yep.
Will the oil pattern on the weekend be the same maybe as what you practiced on, or will it be different, or do you not know that?
It's supposed to be the same as what we practiced on, and it's the same as it was last weekend in Flat Rock, but everywhere you go, it kind of changes a little bit.
I'm sure there's a slight variations just because of machinery that applies the oil. But it's close.
It should be close, yes.
Okay.
So how many balls do you have in your bag that you carry to the meets? I mean, I've done a lot of interviews with the Siena teams, and these, you know, they're carrying 7-8 balls to some of their events. What do you carry?
Well, I have 6, but you can only take 5 to the states and regionals, so I'm taking 5.
And I'm not a very good bowler. I'm serious. It would take me a month to knock down that many pins. But the different balls for different oil conditions or different shots that you want to try and make?
Yeah, so some of them have like a stronger cover stock and like where they hook on the lane. Some of them hook a little bit later or like earlier, or you can like manipulate the ball to do like what you want it to do. So they're all a little bit different.
And then that's the thing about it is, you know, sometimes people don't think, but that's where, you know, the knowledge comes in and the strategy of, man, this one's not. I'm not throwing this one right. I got to go to the other one and try to change up. It's, you know, using a different bat and baseball or whatever. So, you know, and that's where it is, where your experience and knowing what your equipment is and lanes you're at and having to adjust. And that's something, do you have to adjust much on the fly there? Or do you kind of go in knowing from practice the other day, this is how I'm going to start and hopefully that's the way it stays?
Well, I think I don't really change balls that much, but I think there I probably will be based off of practice and other like previous times I've bowled there. But it seems like you throw a shot and then like you can get a strike and you can get that strike for like 3 times and then you have to change to like somewhere else on the lane.
Right.
So it's not very like it doesn't stay for very long. So
not very consistent with the oil pattern on there.
Yeah.
And you can even be from one side of the lane to the other. You know, the left and right that you're throwing on can be completely different just because of, you know, how the pattern's laid and what the wood is like and how it absorbs it. And so, you know, you have to adjust quite a bit. There's a lot more thinking of it. Do the coaches help with some of that, kind of watching it too, to see maybe how some of the other bowlers, what's affecting them, and be able to relay that a little bit?
A little bit. I think it's mostly up to the bowler in high school, because not everyone like on our team has that many, I guess. So
right.
I guess it's kind of like up to you, because I don't think they want to make the wrong call and then
right.
you don't want to make it either. So it's kind of like up in the air a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a little quick time out. We got a little message from LISD, and we'll be back with Paige Shanklin to talk a little more Clinton Red Wolves bowling right after this.
The LISD is seeking interested local middle school students for the Lenawee Moriyama Exchange Program. This exciting program returns for the 23-24 school year. Selected students will study Japanese language and culture, host a middle school student from Moriyama this fall, and travel to Japan next spring. Applications are due March 24th, so don't delay. Learn more and apply today for this life-changing opportunity at lisd.us/Japan.
All right, and welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman, John Roberts, along with our LISD Athlete of the Week from Clinton, Paige Shanklin. And Paige, so you're a junior, and do you have some hopes and aspirations to bowling at the next level?
Yeah, I definitely do. I'm just keeping my options open right now, just because I don't really know where to go, if I want to go far, if I want to stay close, and the type of program. I want like a specific program. So obviously if that lines up and the bowling lines up, then I'll probably end up doing both.
So what are you wanting to study?
I'm wanting to study physical therapy, but I would like to get a direct entry, which is 3 and 3 years
mm-hmm.
instead of 4 and 3. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And college bowling, along with high school bowling, is a sport that really has grown, you know, even locally here. Both Siena and Adrian College having bowling programs now, where I don't know that 5 years ago those existed. So it's one of those sports where I think there's more and more opportunity for kids to get a little money to help with their college education, and I think that's a great thing. So, you know,
yeah.
Good. You know, I know you've got some time being a junior, but you're probably starting to look a little bit and maybe get mm-hmm. some feelers from some programs.
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, very good. Very good. That's it's nice to be recognized by the next level and maybe be somebody that could help their program. That's really cool.
Well, and do you go some of the tournaments out of the high school season too, where you can kind of shine a little bit more and showcase compared mm-hmm. to some of the other bowlers, you know, around at least the tri-state area and even further? And there's a lot of times there's a lot of recruitment going on. I know at those things you can do the showcases, and
yeah,
and that's kind of nice to have a lot of people in one area too, instead of just, yeah, coach, we're bowling on Tuesday night, come watch us. And you know, a lot of times coaches, it's tough for college coaches to get out to all those events, so it's nice to have those bigger events. And imagine this weekend there'll be some recruiting going on as well, able to watch you as an individual and a state. And the nice thing about, as you just said, you know, too, with, you know, you guys qualifying as a team, so you get to bowl Friday and Saturday. So that's nice to, you know, mm-hmm. there's some individual bowlers that don't have as good a team and just show up for Saturday, but you get both days.
Yeah, that's definitely a little bit of an advantage, I think. And on Friday, you have your whole team, so you got all your friends there, too. So if,
a little support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it gives you the chance, too. Again, you're bowling there all day Friday, so when Saturday rolls around, you have a lot more familiarity with the lanes than somebody that just walks up on Saturday morning.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm looking at the team scores from last weekend. You guys dominated the field. I mean, it's a 200-some pin difference between you and second place. That's significant.
Yeah,
that's quite a day. So good job to not only to you but to your teammates as well.
And where do those numbers rank compared to the other regional champs that have won? Are you sitting up there pretty good numbers wise with the other top regional winners?
I'm not sure about previous years, but this year I think we were fourth out of everyone
okay.
out of all the teams. So we're definitely right in the middle. The top eight make it to like the next round,
right.
like the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right,
we're definitely
well, hey.
In there.
Yeah. Well, again, Paige, good luck, you know, especially Friday and Saturday, as you got both team and individual. So, once again, we appreciate you taking the time to come in. So, again, congratulations to Paige Shankler for being the LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work to LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. So, once again, congratulations and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Once again, that's Paige Shankler from Clinton.